back with I Can't Remember What Edition of Will Communication here at Heritage Radio Network with a very special guest, my newest, bestest buddy and big toe, Sergeant Hulka.
Beer bonger.
Beer bonger extraordinaire. Birthday boy and a lot of other B words.
A lot of things, yes.
A lot of B things.
A lot of B things.
Who is the proprietor. Can I call you a proprietor?
Yeah, of course you can.
Of the wonderful restaurant here, Roberta's, at 261 Moore Street, Bushwick.
That's where we are.
The other borough. Manhattan being the, I guess it's...
So there's
Queens?
Only two, Bushwick there's, and...
Bushwick and Williamsburg. Is now,
those two boroughs.
There's only two boroughs in New York. One is Bushwick. And we're here at the epicenter of everything. That everything in life...
Pretty much anything that is anything.
Anything that's happening in the world, in either food, art, or music, is probably happening, if not in Brandon's apartment, at least within 30 to 40 feet.
Or close to inside of one of my beer bongs, possibly.
Yeah, I'd like to start off. Brandon is really a surprise guest here on Will Communication. I think this might actually be our fifth show. And I was desperate on my way here from our barbecue trailer today. Where I've been busy as, can I say shit? I've been very busy.
With lots of shit.
Which you can read about in the March 1983 edition of Horticulture, the magazine of American gardening.
I read that article.
In Roberta's bathroom.
Sure.
So I'd like to take advantage of my guest, not in the way you might think.
I was really hoping that was going to happen.
Because I'd prepared a very tedious lecture on 14 points of pastry, which we may get to depending on how long Brendan stays here. But what I really wanted to do is talk to him a little bit about what the hell is going on here and how you ended up being the epicenter of the world.
Mostly from beer drinking. Lots of beer drinking. Building the best beer bongs and shotgunning devices.
So I guess what I'm confused is how exactly did the beer bong, like excellence, I'm not sure if there's really another word for it, how did your love for beer bongs engender this great pizzeria?
Wow, that's a great question. You really got me there.
You rarely hear about the evolution from the bong to the pizza.
Yeah.
But it's a straight line from Roman times.
I mean, you really have to know how to drink to know how to cook. Or is that vice versa?
I think you have to know how to drink if you decide to cook.
Or to do anything.
Or anything. I guess anything really would be applicable.
That's true.
But, you know, we are kind of in a wine-centered world.
We are.
And you feature a lot of wine here at Roberta's.
We
so
do.
How do you maintain your focus on being a beer lover, proprietor?
I love wine as well. I love food. I'm a lover of things.
I noticed that...
Vintage magazines as well.
So I will continue. We only have the first little time is only going to be about 10 minutes, so it may take that long for me to get
an answer.
Close to a straight answer.
Yeah,
but that
really
doesn't mean that I won't.
Questions.
I will not stop. I will not give up.
Okay.
I know all of the audience on Heritage Radio Network, which, by the way, you can listen to all of our old shows.
Yeah.
If you go to the archives on Heritage Radio
Network.
I think
even on iTunes now, can't you?
On iTunes. I think actually anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Probably if you own a Kindle or an iPod, you can listen to me or Brendan whenever you want.
I think on a Kindle you have to read what we say, don't you?
On a Kindle you have to... Yeah, that's maybe unintelligible.
Well, I don't know.
But we've also...
Who's transcribing this? That's.
I think... I'd like to send a special thanks to Jack and Lorenzo.
I would too.
My rocking production crew and Nat the engineer who is gone but not forgotten.
That's true. We love those guys.
He's extremely concerned with something. No, we don't know exactly what that is, but he's extremely concerned. And it's something incredibly serious is going on right now. But what I want to remind you, because I know that everyone, the millions of listeners worldwide, also want to know the answer to the question that I've just asked Brendan, if any either of us can remember it.
It had something to do with the relationship between beer and pizza.
So you since the my studio has literally been turned upside down since the last time I was here. I'm totally lost. I can't find my prompts anymore.
It's been rearranged completely.
It's been totally rearranged, and I have to look upside down out of my head to figure out how to tell you to call us right now and pester Brandon if you'd like to know how the hell Roberta's ended up in the middle of a chop shop in Bushwick and give birth to a shipping container radio station with a vegetable garden.
Those are all valid questions to ask me, but you're going to have to call and ask me those questions.
And you'll have to call at
718-497-2128. The number again, folks, is 718-497-2128.
And you said you weren't good on radio. It's ridiculous.
I lie.
I've been told I have a great face for radio, and I could say the same thing.
Yeah.
I think you're ready. You're more of a TV personality.
Your voice is amazing.
Your trousers are fantastic.
Wow.
You have the best. I don't know if I can describe these trousers.
They're tight.
It might be a little bit. Maybe we'll save that for the second part of the show. But again, so we're going to go back to the basics. How long has Roberta's been here?
19 months.
Which is unbelievable, because in my universe, which is just the things that I know about, it's only existed for about 6 weeks.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
And so, it's been a great 6 weeks for me, let me tell you.
It's been unforgettable.
Unforgettable. We love your presence here at Roberta's.
You make 6 weeks feel like 19 months.
Yeah, thanks.
It's incredible.
Thanks.
So what the hell happened? When I come to Roberta's now, all I see is hordes and hordes of teeming people waiting for pizza, drinking beer, hanging out in the tiki bar, checking out the vintage automobiles or the borage flowers.
Yeah,
borage flowers.
The borage is going great, and some wild mint over there too. You see that?
But I know that you know you're certainly not short on charisma, but charisma alone could not build a thriving restaurant. And I'm wondering, what was it like here when you started? What was the space actually like?
It was a giant cave. It was a whole, there was stalactites growing from the ceiling.
Are those the ones that go up or down?
Well, see, you got me there. I think those are the ones that go down.
All right, moving along. It's either a stalactite or a mite.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Your pants are tight. Okay, you understand what we're talking
about. I
got
that one. It was pretty run down. It was crazy. Chris and I had a lot of work cut out for us.
So did you build the place yourself?
We did. Chris and I and...
With your bare hands?
And Les, with our bare hands. We'll use some tools, but not very many tools.
What kind of tools?
You know, mostly like rocks. We custom made some tools out of wood that we got from cutting down trees.
Did you use a scythe for anything?
No, but we made some like pulley systems out of rope that we woven.
All right, can somebody get this guy a drink? This is ridiculous. He's got a 3 ounce beer.
It's 8 ounces, but
it's
ounce. Small.
The most important thing is that my beer is bigger than yours.
It did take us a long time to build this place. It took us a year.
So before the 19 months you've been open, you spent a year here.
Building.
So you've been living in a Chinese rock.
I've been living on this Chinese rock.
For 3 years.
It feels like, yeah.
It close. Might actually be.
I think it might actually be.
Could feel like it could.
Well, you know, perception of time is so weird here. You know, the last 6 weeks of having you around us felt like 2 years of my life. And I don't know if that's just from the amount of drinking that you've made me do, that you forced me to do.
I think that I can safely say the last 6 weeks,
Jack,
the 24-ounce Modelos, which incidentally are on special at Roberta's, 261 Moore Street. They're on special for I have no idea how much.
I think they're like $5 or something.
So we'd like, aside from, but I'm very interested to know, so we've got back 19 months, and I guess the beer bong takes us both back maybe more like 19 years, which is maybe why the last 6 weeks have felt like 19.
I was never in a frat, but I felt like that moment I was actually, you know.
I'm going to have to scold you for using the abbreviation frat.
Fraternity, sorry.
I think it's very inappropriate.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And if I will take...
Can somebody strike that?
Can you strike
from radio?
That?
Can you strike things
Lorenzo,
from radio?
Can you strike that, please?
He says it has been struck.
And would you call you know how it goes? We'll let the audience, I'm sure, if you know the answer to that, I will. Here, we're going to start a new feature here on Will Communication, which is If I have an obscure trivia question and you know the answer to it, I will buy you a 24-ounce Modelo.
I think that's
And I
great.
Will leave cash at the bar at Roberta's, 261 Moore Street, in front of the Heritage Radio Network shipping container / herb garden. So the question is, what is the appropriate abbreviation to illustrate how you would not say frat for fraternity?
Wow. I'm not going to answer that, though, because I'd like to have somebody else.
When you and I are going to talk about that. We're about to go to a commercial break, or being Heritage Radio Network, we'll be going to a non-commercial break. We'll probably be going to a musical break. But you can, if you have the answer to what is the appropriate way to not use frat for fraternity, or even if that's a comprehensible question at all, you can call us.
I understand.
You can call at
718-497-2128. Once again, folks, that's 718-497-2128.
And when we come back on Will Communication, we're going to try to get to the bottom of the mystery of how the hell this place landed here. Feels so good here on issue 5 of Will Communication, Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our shows, especially this one featuring the lovely and talented Brandon Hoy. Spell it like it sounds.
Exactly.
Proprietor of the new bestest restaurant in the world, which
well,
has been...
Thanks.
And the only reason we're here today, aside from the 3 years of hard work and the 6 weeks of casual... flattery that I've bestowed upon it, is really one thing that comes down to everything that we do here on Will Communication, and that's TechServe.
TechServe.
If it wasn't for TechServe, there would be nothing to talk into, would there?
I don't think no anything computers. In the world could actually exist without TechServe.
I believe they actually donated the computer in our office as well, so Roberta's would like to thank TechServe as well.
I just think anybody, a human being...
Can I
think,
say that?
I think Apple should call TechServe just to say thank you for providing a real store with actual service, which incidentally is on 23rd Street between 6th and 7th in the outer borough of Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
If you go across the bridge...
If you guys don't know where Manhattan is, you can. There's a couple bridges that'll take you there, I believe. Maybe four.
You can also take the L train to Manhattan.
I've never taken that train before.
You can take the L train. The L train goes to Union Square in Manhattan. Named after San Francisco's Union Station. It's an odd...
I don't know. It's so far away to me.
Yeah, it seems like another world.
It does.
So what? I know what everybody here, aside from the folks at TechServe, your one-stop shop for all things Mac, has been worried about is... So Brandon Hoy,
mm-hmm.
celebrity restaurateur.
Yep, I'm famous, mostly.
Sex symbol.
At all times.
Frequently.
Yeah,
frequently.
Mostly. Depends.
I'm not sure about...
Some days I wake up and I'm not feeling it.
Alternatively.
Alternatively. Yeah.
So what were you doing before you spent a year building this place with wood and stone tools of your own crafting?
I was bartending, believe it or not.
Now, knowing you for 6 weeks, I don't believe you've ever had a drink before in your life.
You know, Chris and I, my partner Chris Parachini, and I bartended for a long time at the Royal Oak and Sweet Ups, which are also located.
Where the hell is that?
It doesn't matter.
The Royal Oak, is that a bar?
Crap.
They're bars. Are they in the other borough or are they in the only borough?
Williamsburg?
Williamsburg?
Yes. They're in Williamsburg. Unfortunately.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
We met through bartending. Many years
it's kind
of bartending.
Of romantic.
Yeah, kind of. It was nice though. It gave us the money to build this place.
That's amazing. So did you
This
really...
was actually built on beer money.
So you literally, so really there is a direct line, as we said in our first segment, there really is a direct line from God to beer to Roberta's.
Yes, there is.
Which is pretty, it's pretty incredible.
I mean, I've followed that path of beer throughout my whole life.
So did you guys, I mean, you strike me as the kind of guy who would have a formal business plan before moving into any venture.
Yeah, we had a totally formal business plan. It was written on rocks. Carved with one of those tools that I was telling you about.
On a Chinese rock.
It was carved on a Chinese rock.
So that's very interesting. So yeah. with a formal business plan and...
We had no formal business plan.
$30 to $40.
About $60.
$60.
Yeah. And some change. Well, we had a large bucket full of quarters.
Yeah, they never get old.
No. We paid a lot of tolls and...
So how did you,
with.
You know, a lot of people when they come here might say, where the hell am I? What the hell is
you're,
on this?
You're at Roberta's.
Right. So
that's
but,
what I
but
say.
When you walked in, did you say, this is Roberta's right away?
Well, no, because we didn't actually have a name when we first came in here. We were thinking about calling it like Slutfest or the Timber Yard, I think.
Or the C&B Club.
Yeah. I think the Lumber Yard was actually one of them.
I think it is a lumberyard, actually.
It kind of is. The Chop Shop, I think, was on the
I think
the
it
running.
Actually is also a chop shop.
So we had
Truth
very practical names picked out. Roberta is Chris's mother. We got sentimental one day, and I think that's how...
Probably from...
Beer.
Probably from beer.
Yeah, amongst other things.
This is like an ad for the Beer Council of America. I think we should get. I think
can
our
we,
new
can
sponsor,
we get a new sponsor from Modelo?
Real Communication. If any of the executives of Modelo Brewery, product of Mexico,
yeah,
Especial always goes down smooth.
And you know, if any of the drug cartel in Mexico would like to sponsor this, we will take their money as well.
We don't close our door to anybody here at Heritage Radio Network. We'd like to include everybody. So. You got sentimental. You named the restaurant after Chris's mom, and then and what did you? I mean, did you say? Did you see the space? And did you? Did it scream brick oven from Italy?
No, you know, Chris. We had a connection with Mauro, who was a partner of ours, to get this oven in Italy, and that kind of sparked this whole thing. Like, oh, let's do a pizzeria. It started with the tools. We got the tools. Then we decided what we were going to make with the tools. So it was all, I mean, if there's a beer bong in front of you, obviously you're going to go out and buy beer and bong it.
Right, and so find was, someone to bong it with.
And find
which in
people
fact,
to bong with you, yeah.
Which I must say I had the pleasure of doing on my way onto the stage today because I was very late and harried.
Yeah, 24 ounces of beer in about 2.5 seconds,
I
believe.
I was harried. I'm harry now. I'm no longer harried.
You're a man of quick beer drinking.
Well, not all of our listeners are aware of my beer drinking prowess, probably because it hasn't existed, you know, in the public arena since about 1993, 1994.
If that's you coming out of retirement there, well, then we accept that challenge.
I think we should.
Here
I think,
at Roberta's.
I think that's really... Wow, you know what's really amazing is I'm... And this is... In case you needed a tangent to go off on, I'm looking at the article about the vegetable garden by Elizabeth Daniels here in 1983, which describes sowing seeds with fluid gel. Now, I'm not sure if all of you have looked at your back issues of horticulture lately, but the March 1983 issue is not to be missed. and I'm looking at sowing seeds with fluid gel from the Vegetable Garden by Elizabeth Daniels.
Which I would really like to know what fluid gel is and it's, how you sow
it's
seeds.
Funny you, it's funny you would ask what fluid gel is, yeah. Because fluid gel in the trendy, in the other borough, in the outer borough of Manhattan, among and similar to other major urban areas around the world, there's a sort of trend in modern cookery towards using thickeners.
Oh,
and so a fluid gel is some is a process where you set a gel, like a Jell-O, basically, and then you puree it.
Huh.
So what you have is...
And how would you sow seeds into
well,
this
that's what I see, that's gel. Why you have to subscribe to horticulture. Or you have to come to Roberta's at 261 Moore Street.
If you guys want to call in right now and talk to us about this, you can. The number, again, is 718-497-2128. We would love to talk to you about the vegetable garden.
And fluid gel planting.
And fluid gel planting.
Which is, again, like I would always say, just like Brendan said so eloquently, you can have the best, you can have a great business plan and a great P&L and a closed restaurant.
That's true.
Or you can have... some passion, some feeling, some friends, and some good times.
And, and a horticulture magazine in the bathroom.
And a horticulture magazine in the bathroom. And you can also have just a great place to sort of hang out.
Yeah.
So,
which is the X factor here?
I think the X factor may be the factor. I think the other factors are falling into place.
Yes.
And I think that's something that we talked about with my friend Alex from Chiquito a couple weeks ago, which is that, you know, it's like there's two kinds of people in the world. You know, those who think there are two kinds of people in the world and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two ways to skin a cat. You know, the regular way or the other way.
that's it.
That's the only two ways there are. The regular way and the other way. Mm-hmm. So I think that, for me, the first thing that I found when I came to Roberta's, and if you remember from Will Communication 1, which was a total shambles, my daughter was giving an epic review of Roberta's. Which she commented and I think complimented on their manners.
It might be the smartest 5-year-old I've ever met. Smarter than me, by far. She should have wrote
now,
our business
you mean
plan.
Not discounting for age. Yeah. You mean just net smarter.
Net smarter than me, yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna go into that because it's too personal, but
yeah.
And I don't like to talk about my personal life in public.
And you also don't want to make me sound really stupid.
I don't think you're stupid. You're just misunderstood. So we're about to take another break, listen to some more rock and jams, and I don't know whether Brendan will be here when we come back.
I think I'll stick around.
I think we've convinced him to stick around. So what I'd like to do is try to find out a little bit more about what's happened in the process of opening a restaurant, and also what goes into what really happens when you go from just being drunk to being a big part of the industrial machine. Wow. Here with Brendan Hoy at Roberta's, 261 Moore Street, Heritage Radio Network, heritageradionetwork.com, Will Communication, Season 5.
And we're back. I'm your fill-in host, Jack Inslee, engineer. And Will Goldfarb is loading up the funnel now. And here it goes. It's over. Brandon Hoy and Will Goldfarb are funneling beers out of a music break. Brandon's up next, but it's going to be... Yeah, I think they can hear it.
This is good radio. There's not enough action radio anymore.
I'm going to sit down and take mine.
I haven't heard that for weeks.
Yeah.
Here on Will Communication, we like to get really deep down into the biggest issues of the food community. First and foremost...
We're talking about fermentation here.
Right. Yes.
I said it was Vermentino.
We're talking about Vermentino.
Fermentation is a varietal.
It is.
I think it's a Sicilian white grape.
So we have two baby buds... going into this funnel.
Two baby buds, which incidentally is 16 ounces.
16 ounces.
4 more ounces than I have.
Which is 4 more ounces than Will just funneled. So Brandon Hoy holding his title. And we're up. And we're good.
Right. Smooth.
We'll now resume our normal programming on Will Communication.
You want to blow that up?
Yeah, I just, you know, got rid of a little beer there.
That
was great. So, I feel much better.
You know, I don't know what everybody's always talking about. They say the first funnel is the hardest.
I don't think so.
I think the first funnel is the hardest, but it's also the most rewarding.
The first funnel feels great. I feel like I could funnel more now.
Me too. That's why. And so, just for the record, Brandon funneled a lot more than I did.
Not a lot more.
At least 30 to 40% more. But you know what I always say about the first funnel is it's just like your first restaurant.
Sure.
So is this your first restaurant?
This is
opening?
My first restaurant, yes.
And did you ever in your wildest dreams imagine that it would be so successful?
No, not at all. I had no idea. We had no idea. I don't think Chris and I I don't think there was one moment in this whole thing that we thought it was going to be this successful.
And why? I mean, I know why I like to come here. And I would imagine, and the vibe that I always get is sort of like, if you make a place that you would want to hang out at, then that's kind of the most important thing. But can you think of anything? I mean, is there just something in your mind that you think that, I mean, aside from randomness or fate or talent or whatever?
I don't believe fate had very much to do with this. We really, I mean, we created a clubhouse where I think a lot of people as they came through realized that it was somewhere that they could hang out and let loose and kind of feel like they're at home.
Or like
a treehouse.
Or like the home they'd like to have but never had the balls to move out of their parents' apartment.
Exactly. Or like, you know, a garage outside of your father's place.
It does have
naked lady posters everywhere.
And there is a naked lady poster. If you look on the wall
right over there by the beer
Heritage
bong.
Heritage Radio Network studio, there is actually a picture of Cheryl Teague's 1984 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
And it is hot.
White fishnet.
I remember.
It's on everybody's wall. It doesn't matter if you actually have the poster or not. It's still there.
It was actually inside my IROC Z. I had one that hung from the rear view mirror. It was amazing.
It was in the last, I think it was Will Ferrell who said, "Where's my iced tea?" So, but one of the things that I think is so interesting here is that I think that all of the millions of listeners worldwide and the thousands of callers that we've had to turn away today already know about, because we are on Heritage Radio Network. So I think that people know about what Heritage stands for and the kind of animals that they produce and how that contributes to the quality of cooking. But what I think maybe gets lost, I mean, probably because of the celebrity owners, I think one of the interesting things at Roberta's is that it's a hangouty place for foodies, but it's not a celebrity chef in quotes restaurant. The point that I wanted to make was that the cooking that's done, the actual cooking, and for me, like the difference of the lunch and dinner menu is pretty spectacular. You know, it's just like two different things.
It is.
Can you talk a little bit about the people that actually make the food here, both the team in the morning and the team in the evening?
Yeah. The night team is amazing, which I would consider them celebrity chefs. I mean, in my opinion, they're celebrities to me. They're the show.
Who are they?
They're the A team.
So let's use this platform and the 100. How many listeners do we have? Do we have 100?
About 150 today.
We have at least 150.
The counter keeps going up as we keep talking. I just went up to 170.
I think if we could talk forever, we might never have 2,000 listeners.
Or close.
Well, we have only 4 more weeks of Will Communication from Roberta's in
Bushwick. But you can
call
us.
But we're going to have 1,000,000 more weeks of Will Communication from Bali.
Bali. And I'll be joining Will in Bali. He doesn't know this yet, but I already got my ticket.
It's a date, actually.
Oh, great.
I think because what we're going to start is a bamboo beer bong construction company.
Yeah. And a band, too. I'm going to play ukulele, and you're going to play hand drums.
I thought I was going to sing.
Oh. But well, you're going to play hand drums and sing.
I can't do it. That's impossible. Nobody can do that. There's absolutely no way anyone in the world can play an instrument while singing. It's impossible.
I've never seen it done.
Totally impossible.
So do you want me to answer that question?
I want you to tell. I don't need you to answer it. If you avoid answering it three times,
I'm not going to avoid it.
It's almost as good. Avoiding a question three times is almost as good as answering it.
Carlo Mariachi is our executive chef.
El Mariachi. Can we call
him? He's the guy. He's the guy with the mullet that you might see in the back. He's usually wearing a do-rag and a mullet.
It's so hard to distinguish. When you've got a do-rag on, how do you really know if it's a mullet or it's just the do-rag effect?
It's true.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure he has a mullet under the do-rag. Nobody's ever seen under the do-rag, but...
You know, we were at the Columbia County Fair mm-hmm. during an episode of Fatty Fest at Zach Palacio's Max Yasker's Woodstock Farm. I think where Zach and Ang Lee were filming the latest Dimitri Martin vehicle.
Wow.
And we saw a guy with a cut I can only describe as an omelet.
Wow.
It was a half mullet, half mohawk.
And you call that the omelet?
I called it the omelet.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't really know how to describe it. So
that puts my rat tail to shame.
So can we talk a little bit about El Mariachi?
El Mariachi.
Is he really a gunslinging chef played by Antonio Banderas?
He is actually Antonio Banderas. It is a
he looks
a
like
stage
Antonio
name.
Banderas.
He does kind of look like Antonio Banderas in some movie. He does wear cowboy boots to work, that's for sure.
I thought those were Dutch clogs.
Okay, they're Dutch clogs in the shape of a cowboy boot with rhinestone bedazzles.
All right. So is El Mariachi the leader of the band, so to speak?
Carlo is definitely the leader of the band back there. He pulled together kind of this team of ragtag cooks.
That's so great that you used ragtag because I was dying to introduce ragtag.
Ragtag cooks.
Would you even call them a motley crew of
chefs? I would call them a motley crew. There's definitely a Nikki Six and a Mick Mars back there somewhere.
I think they're actually... don't they work here?
That's Tommy Lee. He plays drums on the roof.
And Vince Neil is dealing drugs in the bathroom.
Shh.
Oh, sorry. In the girls' bathroom.
Yeah. He's standing there. He's actually dealing horticulture magazines in the bathroom is what he's doing.
And fluid gels. So is there anyone else aside from our new... I guess we're going to have to reintroduce Carlo Mariachi... he may be our new celebrity chef introduction.
He might be
on this show. You've heard it here first. You may. I don't even know what to say.
We have lots of pizzolas that I'd like to think are celebrities.
Who are you? I only know two of your pizzolas because they're the ones that let my daughter make her
pizzas,
own pizza.
Yeah, probably Angelo Womack.
No, the guys don't like anyone messing with their fire.
No, they don't.
But the girls are friendly, like in life.
Yeah,
I think it's Paige and Vanessa, maybe.
Paige and Vanessa.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Beautiful women, both of them. That was Will's head hitting the microphone. Am I allowed to say that they're beautiful women? I can say they're beautiful women.
Yeah, that's actually... And Brandon will not be joining us on any future edition of Will Communication here at Heritage Radio Network out of the back of Roberta's at 261 Moore Street because he's just been... convicted of harassment.
That's not true.
You can't actually say that your employees are beautiful. It's impossible.
I meant their spirit.
Their aura reads Prius.
Yeah.
So who else of your pizzaiolas? And where did you really make that word up, or did you actually read it
pizzaiola,
in a magazine?
I read it in a magazine. Actually, I read it in a 1985 edition of Plants Alive. What month was that?
You know what? When I read my December 1976 edition of Plants Alive, I can just scream of the riot of color, much like Ra Ra Riot, who we saw at... Yeah, and I think that's my cue. I'm getting the hook right now.
Dong.
That's the gong. And in fact, this reminds me in many ways of Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Sort of muddy, occasionally witty, not that entertaining, but certainly black and white.
It was mostly black and white.
Totally black and white. So we're going to bid farewell here on season five? Issue five?
I like season five.
I like
it. Makes
Fox.
It sound like more like an HBO series.
I thought it was... I'd say Fox Force 5.
Fox Force 5
Fox
works,
Force
too.
5, makes Will it Communication, sound... Heritage Radio Network, Roberta's Pizza. We'll see you next Thursday at 4:30.